I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Federal Communications Commission votes today on creating a new phone number, 988, as the nationwide suicide prevention and mental health hotline. KYW's Kim Glovis talked to one suicide prevention organization about this potential move.
John Madigan is Senior Vice President and Director of Public Policy for the American Federation of Suicide Prevention. He says he and his organization are waiting anxiously for the FCC to put the new three-digit hotline into play.
We are over the moon.
The current hotline is 10 digits long. The new one would be easy, 988.
We think it's, you know, much like when 911 was instituted a couple generations ago. I think it's critical that anyone in suicidal ideation has immediate access to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Madigan says suicide is now the second leading cause of death in people from the age of 10 to 34. In addition to instituting the new suicide prevention hotline, the AFSP supports legislation in the U.S. House and Senate that would allow states to collect fees for 988, just like they do for the 911 system. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.